AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump is expressing frustration with allies over what he sees as lack of support for the Iran war effort. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
The president's been asking allies to help reopen the Strait of Hormuz, and his social media message to nations upset by high fuel prices? Go get your own oil. An hour later at the Pentagon.
Might want to start learning how to fight for yourself.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the U.S. has done the lion's share of preparing to reopen the strait, but others must step up. Their remarks came after the U.S. struck a city housing a key Iranian nuclear site. Hegseth says talks with Iran are gaining strength, but both he and the president say until there's a deal.
I didn't mean it flippantly when I said, in the meantime, we'll negotiate with bombs.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. stocks are bouncing back as the spike for oil prices caused by the war with Iran slows. In California, police say a U.S. Marine was detained at an airport after Transportation Security Administration personnel found a live 25-millimeter explosive round in his checked baggage. It was found during the screening process of checked luggage at Palm Springs International Airport yesterday. The Marine told investigators he found the round in the field about a year ago and kept it, thinking it wasn't live. A Russian ship carrying 730,000 barrels of oil has docked at the Cuban port of Matanzas Beach. It marked the first time in 3 months that an oil tanker reached the island. The Trump administration allowed the shipment to proceed despite its ongoing energy blockade. More stories at apnews.com. This is AP News. AP Washington correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports King Charles is set to make a state visit to the U.S. in April.
King Charles III will undertake a state visit to the U.S. in late April to celebrate the 250th anniversary of American independence and to mark the close ties that exist between the two nations. The visit follows President Donald Trump's state visit to the U.K. in September. That event was a glittering occasion featuring tiaras, brass bands, and a sumptuous banquet served on 200-year-old silver. Such spectacles are meant to bolster ties between nations, particularly in difficult times. Charles has visited the US 19 times in all, but it'll be his first state visit to the country. His mother, Queen Elizabeth II, undertook 4 state visits to the US. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More on this story at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.